This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, potatoes. Some view them as tasty and healthy. Others say they're heavy and fattening. It all depends on how you prepare them. I talked about the pros and cons of potatoes with Melissa Mendez, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System. First of all, as part of a well-balanced diet, do potatoes fit in?
Yes, I would consider them in the grain area because they are a starchy vegetable. In our well-balanced diet, we've got a section for non-starchy vegetables, for our proteins, for our grains, and our protein and our dairy. So they would fit in the grain area.
On the other hand, if you're trying to watch or lose weight, are potatoes good or bad?
I've heard many people say that, you know, I don't eat potatoes because it's going to make me gain so much weight. But actually, potatoes don't have fat. What happens is we may add extra things to our potatoes that may increase the calorie load.
It's all that stuff we put on them, the butter and the cheese.
Exactly.
What are the good things to be found in potatoes then?
So we have a lot of fiber, and fiber helps us control our cholesterol, our bowel movements. It helps blood sugar, as well as our weight.
Any nutrients in them?
Vitamin B6. That helps us create useful brain chemicals. Potassium is also found. When we increase our potassium and we lower our sodium intake, it could prevent hypertension, or it could help decrease hypertension in someone who has the condition.
What are some other nutrients to be found in potatoes?
Vitamin C can also be found in potatoes. They help to keep your immune system healthy, as well as they help from certain cancers like esophageal and stomach cancers.
Now, mostly all I had ever heard about potatoes in terms of nutrients was iron.
They are a good source of iron as well, which helps to prevent anemia.
Is all of that to be found inside the potato? Because there is some debate as to whether or not the skin of the potato should be consumed.
No, we need to eat the skin because of the fiber. If you're eating a baked potato, I've seen many people that, you know, have all the additives to it, and then I'm eating the inside of the potato and I throw away the skin. But it's really important to consume the entire potato, the inside and the outside.
The potato eyes?
Potato eyes, those are okay to consume. However, if they start sprouting, that's not going to be something that we would like to consume.
That said, then, what's the most nutritious way to eat or prepare a potato?
Baking it. I'm okay with steaming, roasting, grilling, boiling as well. However, if we boil the potato, research has shown that it can decrease up to 75% of its mineral content, which if someone has chronic kidney disease and has been told by their doctor to lower their potassium intake, that might be a good way to decrease potassium in the potato.
French fries.
Right.
Is that bad?
I would choose a different method of cooking the potato, just because frying the potato is adding a lot more calories. And when you have your French fry, you kind of want salt on it. So you're going to add more salt to it. So that's not only going to increase your weight, it's going to increase your risk of increased cholesterol, and it's also going to risk hypertension. So I would definitely choose to pick a different method of cooking the potato.
But in terms of adding calories, does it make a difference how or in what you fry the potato?
You can fry it in vegetable oil. However, you're still getting those added calories, so it will still increase the weight.
Is there anyone who should avoid potatoes?
No. It does fit into a well-balanced diet. So I think with raising of the blood sugar, what could happen is if I eat too much potato, it could raise my blood sugar. But, you know, I think if it's one small potato, you're going to be fine.
Melissa Mendez, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much for having me.